So when I finally got out of college, I ended up, getting a full-time job. I actually worked at Wilkins, and it was a publishing company that was in Camden Yards. Anyway, I finally earned enough money to go on vacation. And so I convinced my best friend, Chris, him and I to go to France for 2 weeks. And he said that he knew a lot of French, and that's great because I didn't. And so we decided to go to Paris, and so we went to Paris. There are stories there, but I'm not telling those ones. We ended up taking a train after we had finished Paris. And, Paris was a bad time because we found out there were both A-type personalities, and I thought I knew what North, West, and South was. I don't. And he would then say what the correct way was, but then I'd argue with him because I'm an A-type. Anyway, we'll move on. But we ended up taking the train up to Mont-Saint-Michel. If you have never been to Mont-Saint-Michel, it's in the northern part of France, and it is this gorgeous island that they turned into like a fort kind of thing, but there's this huge cathedral at the top. And you can only get to it during low tide. And there's this road that you take, and so we really wanted to go see this because we saw pictures of it and really wanted to go. So we took the train in. We got in early in the morning, so we decided we knew what our hotel was. We asked for directions. They said, you see the hill? Yeah, you go to the top of it, and that's where the hotel is. So my friend Chris, he is really smart because he brought one of those big, giant backpacks that you carry around when you're in your 20s. Right, and so he was like, "All right, let's go." Well, I guess I wasn't fully into my 20s yet because I had the suitcase, and it was the only two-wheeled kind back then, so I am hauling this huge suitcase because I'm in Paris. I'm in Mont-Saint-Michel. I'm in France for 2 weeks. I want to look good, right? I don't want to look like an American tourist. And so we start heading up this hill, and we go back and forth. And I'm like, Chris, are we almost there? I'm tired of this. He's like, well, I'll carry your suitcase. No, I can carry my own suitcase. Thank you very much. And we turn the corner, and all of a sudden we see this guy who's facing in the corner. He's peeing. And so we look at each other, and we're like, so do we go by him like nothing's going on? Do we acknowledge him as we walk by? What's the protocol here in France, right? Much less the United States. But we end up going up to the top, and we ended up just ignoring him. And we got to the top, checked into our hotel. Everything was great. So then we learned that you can take a taxi, and we took a taxi from the hotel all the way down the hill and over to Mont-Saint-Michel because the tide was out. And we're walking up, and this is great, and we finally stop at one of these little cafes because we were thirsty and tired and needed some food. And so we sit down, and Chris is all excited because he gets to use some of his French, right? So he goes and orders, I think we had sodas, and I think we ended up having sandwiches to eat. But there's this group of ladies that are sitting right next to us in the table next to us. And they're being American tourists. So they're talking really loud to each other about how great Mont-Saint-Michel is, and this is what we did, and this is where we're around. And so we're trying to blend in, and they're just being, the typical American. And so the waiter comes over and asks them what they would like. And the lady goes, I would really like to have some black, some coffee with some milk. And the waiter goes, latte? Latte? No, coffee with milk. Milk. Just by the way, if you don't know French, latte is milk. And he did not, he wasn't going to break. We looked at him. He knew what milk was. He knew it. But he let that go on for 5 times. And we're busting out laughing because I at least knew what latte was. All right? I at least knew that. And so, so finally, the you know, he goes, ah, milk. Yeah. And she's like, yes, yes, thank you. Right. And so she gets her coffee with milk in it, happy camper. And so we tour Mont Saint-Michel, absolutely gorgeous, take pictures everywhere. And at the end of the night, we're starving, you know, after being a tourist again. So this time we're like, I don't even feel like trying to find a restaurant. Let's just eat at the restaurant at the hotel. And Chris is starting to catch a cold all of a sudden. He's getting really stuffy. And if you know any man, when he starts getting a cold, he gets kind of moody. Nothing against you guys, you know, but I guess we kind of do too. But you guys have another level going on there. And so we sit down for dinner. They give us the menu. It's all in French. And so I know that pommel means apple, and or palm, whatever you want to do. And so that's the drink I recognize. So we get like this sparkling cider kind of thing to drink. And I was like, well, Chris, where are we going to get to eat? You know, like Mr. French here, you know, use it. And he's like, oh, Shelley, I don't even feel like translating. I'm tired. Just pick something and we'll eat it, right? So I'm looking at the menu. It's all Greek. And I look and I see veal. I'm like, I know what veal is. That's a baby cow. And so veal's tender. That's really delicious. So let's go with veal. I order veal, you know? And I can't really say it in French. I'm like, I want this. So they bring it out to us, and we both get a plate. And I'm starving, so I don't even really, you know, I just start cutting the meat up and everything like that. And I take a bite, and I'm like, wow, this is, like, really soft. And it tastes kind of different than other kinds of meats. Maybe it's cooked a little different or whatever. And so Chris takes his, and he bites his. He's like, Charlene, I don't think this is veal. And I'm like, well, I said veal. You know, why isn't it veal? And so I look down again with closer inspection, and it was veal tongue. Veal tongue. The whole tongue on the table. Tip of tongue. End of tongue. Did you know there's an end to your tongue? End of tongue. And taste buds all along the way. Yeah. And then my little square cut out that I ate. So I'm like, well, Chris, I don't want to eat this. And he's like, I don't want to eat this. And I'm like, well, we could eat the asparagus. Uh-huh. That would be good. We can eat the rolls. And we can drink the apple cider. Again, if men are sick, they like to eat. He was very mad at this. So I'm like, Chris, I'll let you have my asparagus. Just let me have some bread. I'll drink the apple cider and I'll be fine. We might have some snacks in the suitcase, but I'm not sure. And he's like, do you think you have something to eat in the suitcase? You know, because we're women. We end up carrying extra food in our purses and suitcases, right? And I was like, I don't know, but you can have it when we get there. So we end up finishing the meal, knowing that some two poor calves are without their tongue. And we're starving. And we decided just to go to bed. So.